Bobby Money. Hold him by the sigil. If I'm down on base, Mishu Shiakla Mois. One mentioned over there that you have a bet, Miakla Mois. If you have money on the Benish Moshe, you say this side, let me give this Katsoy, Benish Moshe, this Katsoy, the Kulu Yumoy. That's in the first time we had it, was in the Gimel Mal Aleph, and they put a salad there for it. Gimel brings down a Maisa from Babu. Why didn't Lord call Benish Moshe? Then he said, Mingi this Katsoy. He said, Mingi this Katsoy. First, I was aware that my Mokum is an Indian, or brings an Afghanist by Loko with the Makor is. So there's a more in the Bay, the Bay's on the Bay's, more that says, it's not half, you know, the Mukhs is the right so. Pick down a Pasuk in Pashas Boy, Pasuk that says, Boy, you're going to Mashishi, the Chino Shaviyu. And on Erev Shabbos, you have to be prepared. By Loko, we don't have two separate things by Loko Maiso. One thing is brought down some Rishnun, the mitzvah on Erev Shabbos to prepare things to cover Shabbos. The Mechav brings down Yashkim, a boy, a person should wake up on Friday early to prepare things for Shabbos. In the Vachono, therefore a person should do things by himself. The Be'alocha brings down Machloikis, if this possibly did the Rabbonu, did the Reis, but we have to prepare things Erev Shabbos. Mishbu God is Moisef, that's not only an Erev Shabbos in the morning, but even a second time, by Benesh Moshe, also right before Shabbos, also prepare things before Shabbos. That could be with an hunger where the men go to the shul with the garbage in hand, because there's a Rabbonu right before Shabbos, in the Vachinu. The second thing is brought down the Gemara, is in it not only that you have a mitzvah to be Mechin, but anything that's not Mechin, is to be Mokson Shabbos. If one you have a mitzvah to be Mechin, it's at Akhana, it's called Shabbos. The second thing is something that's not Mechin, it's not Roy, before Shabbos, only came on Shabbos, the base of snow on Shabbos, is also to be Mokson. Two separate in the other. Now the Maskan of the Gemara is the Dinner of the Reis of the Inner of Akhana, and the Geis of Mokson, Zachogis, Rashi and Tosfos. Maisa, we pass clearly that it's Nikol Geta of the Rabbana, even though it's a Geta in the Achila. The Pesach coming down, even though it's only the Rabbana, we hold it as a smack Akhila, we're similar upon the Pesach. Therefore, Rashi in Bein Akhavav and the ritual also in Shabbos, in Sukkah, he says that whatever in the Migid is Katoy, Ben Shmosh, Katoy, the Kuliyoma, says the Rashi, ritual, why? How's this Pesach? The Chinna Shevabiyu. And therefore, the Chayodim Kasam Akhavav says, even though we pass in the Rabbana, Asmuchu Akhila, we're similar upon the Pesach. And Mishmur brings down this pasuk, Mishmur and Simin Shin Yod, when it discusses the Sugya Mingiris Katsoy, he brings down what pasuk? He brings down the Vachino Shevi, when he says, my Mokhim is Rashi, Rashi, and Be'er, he brings down this pasuk, he summits it in Simin Shin Yod, Sukkot and Zayin, summits upon the Kroh. So again, we have this pasuk over here, it says, it's Mithil in the Vachino Shevi, you have to prepare yourself for Shabbos, to have things Roy, if it's Mukhs before Shabbos, came Ben Shmosh, it's Mukhs, you say, Mingiris Katsoy, Ben Shmosh, it's good soon, the Kuliyumai. Now, once we have this call of Benish Moshes, what happens? Who's Benish Moshes are referring to? We know there's different cheetahs, the Bayankam, the Goinim. What's Benish Moshes? So the answer of Moshe to a Shabbos, a Moshe back, very simple. Whatever you hold in Gan Shas and Kol Tayfuloi, say Benish Moshes. If you hold like a Bayankam, like a Machabe Shito, they hold Benish Moshes, much later. You hold like the Goinim was earlier. This klal of Migdash Katsoy Benish Moshes, the klal is the klal of Gan Shas. Benish Moshes of what? Of Gan Shas, Kol Tayfuloi, whatever you hold. By the way, all Benish Moshes. Let's say you're Makabel Shabbos early, and then it came Shabbos. Do you go by Benish Moshes, or do you go after when you're Makabel Shabbos? So the people go to end of Simon Reish, Iron Test, he brings down, the Lost Gemara, all places, maybe just say Benish Moshes. We go up together, Benish Moshes, Bepoil, Mamish, we cannot go up to Kabbalah Shabbos. And all the places can bring down, this people go to them, and they explain the idea behind it, even though it's that Shabbos Shavuot. When is Shabbos? The Kedusha Shabbos might be on Friday. But the Pasuk is Vahaya B'yoyim HaShishi on a Friday as prepared for Shabbos, which is the seventh day. Everything agrees it's not the seventh day until the night time. You can Moshech and Mamshech, the Kedusha Shabbos, to Yom Shishi, you have an hour before Shabbos, 2 hours before Shabbos. But Vahaya B'yoyim HaShishi, it still is the sixth day. And therefore the Chana Shabbos, the preparation, Vahaya V'chino Shaviyu, it goes on Benesh Moshech of the Mamish. Even though the Kabbalah Shabbos early, we did not look at that. Therefore, again, it comes out clear that who's Benish Moshes, what means we call Benish, what it means we call Tarifula. And also, if Mekabel Shabbos early, we do not look at that. We look at Benish Moshes to file. Now, without a Dhamma, we have to know, in general, what is the man Benish Moshes. It really is a shadow of Kolius. What is the man of Benish Moshes? And I don't really learn that last man, because this is called the Kitzit through the Inyon. What defines Benish Moshes? They get to see what the shadow is, and they get to make it as Kitzit Benish Moshes. There are two questions. Negev, but clearly it's the Benish Moshes. One is how long is Benish Moshes? And the second question is, when is Benishmoshes? Is it after Shkir Rishayna, Shkir Shniya, the fourth phase? When is it? So first, how long is it for? The Gemara and Daf Lam Dalet brings down a machlokes, four different shittas. Is it 2/3 of a mil, a half a mil, 3/4 of a mil, or karabayim? Four different shittas. Well, Lalocha, the Gemara, and the Rishon of Beis, we pass in 3/4 of a mil. That's the Klal Gemara, that's the Klal Lalocha. That Benishmoshes is 3/4 of a mil. Now the question is, what is 3/4 of a mil? How long is a mil? How long is a mil? So also, based upon the Sugya of Psochem, Daf Tzadik Dalet, there are different shittas. One way to look at Gemara Psochem without getting involved in the Sugya is that a mil is 18 minutes. A mil is 18 minutes. That's from the Chabar and the Amor, right before the Reitan of Aleph, by also Lokas Neiris, that a mil is 18 minutes. If a mil is 18 minutes, what's 3/4 of a mil? 3/4 of 18 is 13 and a half minutes. Therefore, Lalocha Mais, Mechaber, Amor, Chazmish, Arach, Shulchan, Oy, they pass in that a mil is 18, and 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes. Very simple. So what's what does it mean by Migoy, Tiskatoy, Benishmoshes? According to the Mechaber, it means 13 and a half minutes. There is a second sheet of based on the Sigyam Sofen. They want to know that the getter is 24 minutes of mil. If it's 24 minutes of mil, what's 3/4 of 24? 18 minutes. Therefore, the Rambam, the Rav Mishnayis, Maril, all this passing in the getter is that the mil is 24 and Ben Shmosh is 18. The Mishavua numerous times, the Pesach and others. Yeah, be longer. Could be a cooler. There's a third sheet over here that brings down how long is the mil. The third sheet is 22 and a half minutes in between. That's 18, that's 24, so between 22 and a half. That means how long is 3/4 of a mil? 16.875, almost 17 minutes. Therefore, and that's how my Mishavua Beker Paskin, some Soipa Beker Paskin, they go in between. That means Bekitta, what comes out from how long is Benishmosh, we lose the Sugam Sokhan, it comes out between 13 and a half minutes to 18 minutes. That's how long Benishmosh is. Now, just to keep it simple, we'll go with how Rick and Mechavah will go. The mil is 18, and what's at 3/4 is 13 and a half minutes. So we'll keep it simple, Benishmoshes is 13 and a half minutes. Now, what is Benishmoshes? Is Benishmoshes after Shkiyo, Shkiyo Shmiya, Tais, when is it? So, if you do it, Machlokes, Asugis, it sounds like Shkiyo Asugis. Igmorm Sofim says that after 4 mil, which is each mil 18 minutes, 72 minutes, is nighttime and Tais. Yes, Igmorm Shabbos. And that Lamadal, the Gemara says, after Benishmoshes, it's safe. Serious Gemara. So again, can you do it? I don't know the two different sheets, but I love the Maestro what to do. There's a Beit Ham Shito. Beit Ham Shito holds the two skiers, Shkir Rishayna, Shkir Shniya, then Benishmoshes, then safe. That means to make it practical. That means, let's say, I'm getting a mil is 18 minutes, 4 mil is 72 minutes. According to Beit Ham, once the sun sets, you have 58 and a half minutes, is Vada Yoyim. Then you have 13 and a half minutes of Sabbath Yoyim and Sabbath Laila. And then you have Tseis. That's your Beit Ham Shito. Now this year, Beit Ham is Reb Rishonim. They have listing them all. Sefer Derech Chaim has over 180 different Rishonim places people pass the Maaseh like this Shito that have, that go this Malach of Beit Ham that really is Mechabesh, that way the Mogav Rom. That again, the two different Shkiyah, Shkiyah Rishonim, which is Vada Yoyim for 58 and a half minutes. Then you have Benish Moshes for 13 and a half minutes. And then you have Tseis. Asala Sheni Kidu is a Goinim Shito. The Goinim hold no, there's really one Shkiyah. Sunsets right away, then you have Benish Moshes right away. 13 and a half minutes, then you have night. I think Moshes is 4 mil, that's the Yuchid of Karban Pesach. It's in the Psoch and Yuchid over there. Otherwise, it's not really the Ger Lalocha, the Ger Old Chas. Only right away is nighttime. That means if you make a Cheshbin, again, if you, from the first Shkiyah from Seif, we have 72 minutes. The first 13 and a half minutes, according to Rebbeinu Tam, is Vada Yoyim, according to the grain of the Sub-Gim Sub-Glailo. Therefore, when Moshe says in Shuvo, the first thing that happens, you have a spectacular cooler, according to Beit Ham, is Vada Yoyim, according to the grain of the Sub-Gim Sub-Glailo. The next, in between, how long? 30 and some odd minutes. Next 44 minutes. Next 45 minutes is according to Beit Ham is Vada Yoyim, according to the Goyim is Vada Laila. And the last 13 minutes according to Beit Ham is Vada Yoyim, Sabbath Laila. Maestro, again, we have this Machlokes HaPosekim, how to pass the local Maestro. So again, the Moshe and Shuvo, and the Yoyal also, and others, very clear, they kind of chutz from Eretz Yisrael, no Yerushalayim. But otherwise, since we have Machlokes HaPosekim both sides, the rise of all sides, Moshe says for the rise, you have to mach of all sides. And therefore, when a Mekabel Shabbos, or Mekabel Shabbos by Shkiyah, Tzadik Goinim, and when the Shabbos end, we end by Tzeis. That's how Moshe goes. Now again, Minig Yishlaim, the numerous form that say Minig Yishlaim is straight going from Zalman, Yashim, and others. So again, the Hogan Klai Yisrael, Chutz maybe from Yishlaim, is that we're Machman both ways. We're Machman Mitzad Deraisas, Sai Mitzad Shkiyo on Erev Shabbos, and the Sai Mosh Shabbos Mitzad Seis. And the Moshe Gana has a true way to understand how anyone can be Mekel, how can Pal the Goinim, Lamaisa, it's Mahalik's generations, there's no way to have a full Epsak, you have no right to Pal the grow the Goinim. Well, he has kindness against those who are one of these temple hostel, the Vadi can't. If that's so, everyone knows in America, again, everyone's in Kabbalah Shabbos, from Shkia, even the Hasidim, the Vayorites, also in Kabbalah Shkia. Budget Shabbos, before Api Cheshman, should be 72 minutes. Maisa Oilam Zavin's 50, 60, 40. Where exactly does it come from? Moshe himself says, again, it has to be 72. So, Etim is a cash in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reitz had a gimel discussed over there that says, when is nighttime? Such a dull mill, it says when it comes, three stars come out. Based on the halacha, three stars come out, it might not be 72 minutes yet. It says it be halacha calling the minchas koyim. The only time we go up to 72 minutes is when you're not sure. Let's say it's vada laila, it's dark, it's not getting any darker, and later than that, and 100%, it's nighttime mikola days. Therefore, emotion of others really depends upon the opaque, the altitude you are, relative to the equator. This whole inion of 72 is really relative to where you live and where you are based upon the OPEC. Therefore, Moshe writes, he says in the great Medinas of America, certainly in New York, New Jersey, he says he went to the mountains in the summer, he looked off, he says, never get darker past 50. Therefore, Moshe Shuvah, he writes, 50 is 72. Not the shot that we make on 50. 50 is 72. The whole year study, the Mishabruah come from Minchas Koyim, that 72 is when things get darker and darker and darker, we're not sure when faces. But let's say we know 50 is 70, 100, 2 hours later, it doesn't get any darker. This is the Zman that it is. Mishabua says that we look at the three stars, we look at the darkness. And therefore, Moshe writes in Shuva, he says 50, got other Shuva sounds like 40. Nevada, he says 50 is 72, he writes in Tri-State Area. He says Pasha all the way in America, therefore 50 is 72. Therefore, what's that hook in America? Erev Shabbos, we get from Machen both ways on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, we go from Shkiel. What's Shabbos we do in Bein Tam? What is your Bein Tam? 50 is 72. Now, there are those who disagree with the Moshe. And the Mishnah Berurah, if the Omer, he wants a Taina, then how the world is such a thing, because the Mechaber wrote this in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael does not get darker than 40 or 30, and yet he still wrote 72. How can you say that? For all the Tainas he has, Maiso, was Mukubal among who was Hoggers of Netaro, they follow the Eker didn't like the Moshe. Hagam Moshe ends up, he says, Netaro is away from Matha 72 Mitzan and Hogger of the Minigra Gap in Europe. But Chutzmiz says, Mitzan Allah, Avada Allah, 50 is 72. Come on, the Moshe makes a Cheshman. He says, we are saying right now 50 is 72. If that's so, that means you're saying we're condensing the beginning of Shkia from Seis, which was 4 mil, which is 72 minutes, into 50 minutes. Now, Bizman of a Bein Tam, from Shkia to Seis is 72 minutes. That means the Bein Shmoshes is 3 quarters of a mil or 4 mil. That means it's 3/16. Because we have 3 quarters of 1 mil and the 4 mil in Bizman. So what comes out from Shkia to Seis is the Zman of Bein HaShemoshes is 3/16 of a mil. 3/16 of the Zman. Let me take 72, divide by 16 times 3, is 13.5. So then Moshe, we take 72, we shrink it to 50. What are we doing? We're shrinking also Bein HaShemoshes. So then Moshe, take 15, divide by, take 50, divided by 16 times 3. What is Bein HaShemoshes? We're Moshe to write 9 minutes. You just changed Bein HaShemoshes. I mean, again, allow me to say Bein HaShemoshes. How long is Bein HaShemoshes? So Moshe, just like I changed when Seis is not 72 minutes later, I changed also that it came from 50 minutes came Seis, well then Bein HaShemosh also switched and goes to 9 minutes. Therefore, the Olam says over, for example, by Shalosh Shudas, the Olam says you have 9 minutes to wash in America. Why 9 minutes? Washing the Rabbonon, you have a Seis Seikul Kula, you have going to the Goyim, it's something of Laila, according to Bein Tam and Zvada Yom. Therefore, the Olam, Davin Zmincho, Ukedoimo, or they want to do Shalosh Shudas, they want to do it into 9 minutes after Shkia. Why 9 minutes? Where did 9 minutes come from? The Zman of Bein HaShemosh, as we said, is 13.5 minutes till 80 minutes. The Zman of 9 minutes, according to Moshe's Cheshbon. Moshe's Cheshbon 50 is 72. So it comes out that 9 is 13.5. That's the Moshe's Cheshbon. Therefore, if you take that, let's say, to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, let's say you say 40 is 72. Let's say you say 40 is 72. What do you have to take 40? I'm not saying 40 is. I'm saying if 40 is 72, being very clear, it'll come out Bein HaShemosh is less. That means you divide by 16 times 3, comes out 7.5 minutes. 7.5 minutes. So again, you have to know, and if Eretz Yisrael is 35 minutes, is 72 or 30, then every time the Bein HaShemosh shrinks.
So my what comes out, how long has been the Shmosh's Mingus Gatsoi comes out in America this man is 9 minutes, according to Moshe. What is Nair Sol? It's about 7.5 minutes. If you say
you get a number of 40.
I said if it's 40, which I don't want to say, I don't want to even less maybe. If 40 is 72, which they say in the Matthias says in Arizona gets much darker quicker than does in New York. That's close. But everyone knows look up you see outside the Chush. Now how much quicker and how much means by darker, they can argue the point. But everyone knows in America goes get darker, takes longer to get darker than Arizona. That's look yourself. So if it's 40, that means it comes out by Smosh in 7.5 minutes. That means we're saying it's so bad as Smosh, because Tolukuyoma, it ranges from 7.5 minutes in Arizona, 9 minutes in America. Or if one goes the technical numbers, it should range from 13.5 minutes, which is Mechaber Amor, or maybe up to 18 minutes. Now with that, just to divide Tzorachin and Shemir Shabbos, even in the New Prince, he writes, when does Ben Shmoshes in Eretz Yisrael? He writes between 15 to 20 minutes. I have no idea where in the world he got number 20 from. I'm sure he got 18, 15 from. The Maisa is either 7.5 or 9, or a lot of 13.5 want to be Masler, or make. Where will he get 15 to 20? I have no idea. Don't know. There's no cashman to it, there's no number to it. Some occur to it. He says you what he does by Bris Milo, where there's not this Nachmina get from Bring Bris Milo and Shabbos, which I don't think is the same signal here to get Mingus Katsoi. So I'm keen on him. But Mice again, it comes out, what's Mingus Katsoi? Mingus Katsoi, again, should be 7.5 to 9 minutes. Now, when is Benesh Moshes? We're saying we have, already you just mentioned two sheetahs. One Benesh Moshes is after Shkia. One Benesh Moshes, that's going to the Goinim Shito, the Ime, which that Hawkins seems to be. A second Ben Hashmoshes could be before it says the Goinim, the Ben Tam Shita, before it says 58.5 minutes later. The granted is a third Shita. Third Shita, the Reim Shita. The Reim Shita says, when's Ben Hashmoshes? It's before Shkia. That means Shkia right now is 7.53. Ben Hashmoshes is before that. Before that. That means Ben Hashmoshes, some of Gimson Lila is before Shkia. Therefore, what's the Nachmin Alofa? Mishabur says, he writes, Tim Reis HaMachalof Yishu Mekabel Shabbos, 30 minutes, or the Cholopach is 20 minutes before Shabbos. You said you have to. Why? Because go Ben Shmoshes is before Shkia, and you go that Ben Shmoshes is 3/4 of a mil of a mil of 24, it comes out Ben Shmoshes is 18 minutes, and Taisu Shabbos is 2 minutes. He says, Mechabel Shabbos is after 20 minutes, according to the Goyim, and 20 minutes before Shkia, Mechabel Shabbos, according to the Reim Shito. Therefore, that those who have a Hogo to Mechabel Shabbos 18, 20 minutes before Shabbos, could be one of the Makaris that came from where the why Lach is named 18 minutes before and or 20 minutes before, and it could be the coming from this Yerim Shito that holds that Benish Moshes is before Shkia, and Mishmur says from Kabbalah Shabbos to Kol HaPavos 20 minutes beforehand. And Maisa, are we knowing this way like this in the of Yerim Shito? Maisa, the Bach says it should be Choshver, the Bialach says it should be Choshver. Halach La Maisa, the Chanish was not Choshver, the Mazam wasn't. Moshe Graza, there's a Shuvan Igris that brought down, and he was being driven in the car until 2 minutes before Shabbos. He writes, Avalach Achil is a Baya, when Achosh Vim Shito Agami writes, Toiv to be Machmur for it. But he himself is not knowing that way, the Chanish of Shamazam himself is not knowing that way. That's could be why the Oilam Mice is not knowing this way, and they do Malach on Tomamish 2 minutes before Shkia, which is not too advisable, but Mice is a Kana Lachish way, Mice is a Tedr. So again, it comes out, when is Menesh Moshes? Let's go with that, Dan Hoga Shabari, Dan Hoga basically of, I think, the Bnei Torah, is that we might go back like Goinim, it's from Shkia. What?
What did you say?
Bnei Torah go... No, I'm sorry. Okay. Now, those that go from Chassam HaChassidish, Chassam HaLitvish, but Maisa, the Shkia Rishayna, again, is where everyone's Mekabel Shabbos, and therefore, Megillah and Spanish Moshes starts off from then. They usually can look at exactly what you do, what Yad Hog is by Jabalans, what you do by Hanukkah, what you do by a Bris, what you do by a Tainus. So Maisa, if you were Machm yesterday with Shavos, with Thomas, and Echonomic for 72, fine, that's Yad Hog. You make over Maisa, what did you do yesterday? By Tainus? They've been late, fine. So those who know that way, Echonomic, that's Yad Hog, going to get to Shabbos. So, well, you'll be good at the Shmoshes. If you're knowing like numerous people by Keretz, they're knowing the other way, by Tainus yesterday. Most of them were Makel, by Hanukkah, you see by Yeshiva, most people like by Shkia Rishayna and not by Shkia Shnia. Therefore, that's the Anhoga Mitzah Migdus Katsoi Benesh Moshes. Now, that's the Anhoga. Okay, so we came out one chelak. How long is Ma Benesh Moshes? The length of Ma'isa is between 7.5 to 9 minutes or 13.5 minutes. When is it? It really depends. What you hold all year, is it all the time? If you hold by the Rabbanon, you go for the Seif and for the Nefesh, you go for the Seif, goes Shkia Rishayna, goes by Shkia Rishayna. Next thing is, once we say this Indian, how long a Benesh Moshes does it have to be mukhs upon it? We're saying the Gemara is saying, you have mois upon the mito. How long does mois have to be on the mito? The whole entire Benesh Moshes? one second of Benish Moshes, the beginning of Benish Moshes, the end of Benish Moshes. How much is it all? Or is it all nine minutes? Or just the beginning of the 9 minutes, the end of the 9 minutes? So our Pisvoi can start planning the same with Pesach Cheshbon. Best that we start off in the beginning, the whole day of Migdis Katzoi is based on Smach Dachro of the Chino Shevim. Best that Mr. Abadon, once the Abadon, Benish Moshe, Sabbath, Yom, Sabbath, Lailo, just say, very simple, Sabbath, the Abadon, Kulo. Once the Abadon, Kulo, your time should be on, the Chesed should be on the bed, the whole entire Benish Moshe. Because if it's only on part of it, say Sabbath, the Abadon, Kulo. Sabbath, the Abadon, Kulo. So there are Cholpach, there's five different reasons why you should not say it in this case. Why we should over here, you'll have to be machmer. One reason is that in the clouds, one bay, that kimmel bay, it's more disgusting by the sugi dovish to matim. You have a beitish no b'shabbos. The loch is not, if it's no b'shabbos, it's also, it's muksa. It's no before Shabbos, it's mutter. So it's no beforehand. Let's say you're not sure if it's no on Shabbos beforehand. The gemara says it's soft, let's make all sakam al kulo. The gemara is a dovah sheish la matirim. And since it's dovah sheish la matirim, therefore by sofik we have to be machmer. So here comes it also. By Benish Moshes, it's a sofik and it's siyas. One is night, one is day. Therefore, come on the place and we'll say, by itself, Benish Moshes, be machmer, it's sad, dovah sheish la matirim. Now, even though we mentioned in the beginning of this man, and really we see it in Sibir Reishai Tez, that all mukses is, do we have a cloud subject on the cool or not? So in Sibir Reishai Tez, Mishnah Brua, the base says the things on the Rashba, discussing mukses b'chati Shabbos. The Rashba says, even though it's a boy, if we don't have a psak, do we have mukses b'chati Shabbos or not? Says the Rashba will be makel. You know why? It's subject on the cool. We're not sure we're passing the mukses b'chati Shabbos. What does it mean mukses b'chati Shabbos? Let's say you had your bed Shabbos morning, no money on it. Go you put on money. When the money is on it, let's say b'niach b'das, comes muksa. The money comes off afterwards, the mantra, the muksa not, is still going to be a bosses or not. Come along with the Gemara, avoid the ishtar. Are we passing l'kula? Says the Rashi, no, I sub drop on l'kula. Void the basis again, which I test by the Dal, because of the case of Tanai, Machlitch is showing them the Amban and the Ram, the Vishtaisa, the Vishtaisa, Tanai by Neris and that. Says the basis of the Makel, you know why? Sovja Bala Kulo. These are two times you see clearly Reishai test, but Muksim says Sovja Bala Kulo. Why is not Nechel getting the Ebeshish from Ethereum? The numerous Chalukim, but the easiest one to Mechalik is the Klaus Sovja Bala Kulo. We say even by Dovish from Ethereum with Machlokes and Poiskim. With Machlokes and Tiers, we don't know when the egg was nailed Friday or Shabbos. The Tiers will be Machmer. Not sure if it's Yoim or Lailo will be Machmer. But we know the Matthias, we know the fact. Machlokes and Poiskim, we're pouncing like the Amban and Poiskim. We pass the chet muksa l'chet Shabbos and not muksa l'chet Shabbos. Because of a poiskim, a loch, what to do? Now it says sabda mon l'kula. What's the svar for it? One is we know the loch. We're not sure he's nichol to get the loch. One is we're coming to set up the loch. When we set up the loch, we don't say this klal. The numerous poiskim say it. If you're chodesh ready, if you're godim, kivag and others. When we come to set up the loch, what the halacha set up? The musaf will be makel. Once we have the loch already. Are you nichol in this halacha? It's already here. That will be machmer. So it comes out. It's one reason why to machmer benish moshes. We have klal dovah sheish la matirim. The second reason why they want to be machmer is that we see even though elul like say all the stuff that I'm on the kula, the mishnah brura numerous times says we don't do that lechatchila. For example, by shvius oimer we hope this man is there is drabonon. This mishnah brura calling it prima godim lechatchila she say benish moshes. Why can't benish moshes? I said drabonon kula. Lechatchila, don't put yourself in a matzah. Wait till it says, don't do something lechatchila. He also does yishma tirim, but you want to be making lechatchila, don't do lechatchila. We see the Beis Yosef and others that we make about the Abanim, that's scared by Sofak and Plok to Machlekes. But Metzias, we should not do lechatchila. A third svar to be machmer, the place come along and say, that Muksa in general, asmacho akro, bring semach upon the pasuk, even though we have all over, Sofak and Kulo, come along with the Tosi Shon and Beit Abkim and Beis, Mashon, if you've got to mention that numerous times, that when you have a Samach HaKroa, it has a klal of a deraisa. The simple Samach HaKroa, the Chino Shavu, like we said off in the beginning, and once a Pasuk is deraisa, even though by us we hold to Rabbanon, once a Samach HaKroa, a Pasuk is a klal of a deraisa. It's not about, again, we don't say about a second Adina, it's what? Machalif, no, it's four reasons, five reasons why it can matter. And all, why by all Mukhs it's being Machalik. You can have a bunch of reasons, but I'm just taking one simple reason for not winning the sugya. What we have, one they all say by my colleagues of the place, they all say this wolf is called. That's Noch ein Kram, ich wege es nicht. Ich nehme ich wege in der PL von Beisers. Wie will das geht? No. No, ich bin nicht gern, weil ich denke, ich mache lieber Beis. Wir wollen mehr von mir. Hat es gesagt, there is a soil. The soil is, how was it set up? If I was there, well, the problem would not set up in the case of the problem. So we're not mocking when it's my client's supposed to do. That's where the Tayyip Shabbat is. The Tayyip Shabbat is Sugya. That's got good people. He's saying Shabbat Tayyip. Look where I said Shabbat Tayyip Shabbat Sugya. That's on the Gemara Beis where the Tayyip Shabbat is, where the Mashiach is saying Shabbat Sugya. But a fourth reason over here is the Chodesh Shani wants to say specifically in this case, once finished Moshe's, the whole idea of Moshe is you have to Mekabel Shabbos early, so therefore, when the Gates bring this Katsoi, he says that's part of the Chumra of Shabbos, that since it was set up that we do not know exactly when finished Moshe is, we have to be Makbel also all in Yom HaMuktzah, and bring this Katsoi applies every single second. But my different reason why, specifically over here, you should be machmal sabda ban lukula. We did not say in this case, atal shishimatiyam or kudaimah. My said the arai is both ways, lukula or lukumra. One way, come on the people, God said, bring a right, kor, the loch is lukula. Read the Gemara, daf and gimel. The Gemara says, Amravu says, what's the words? Ba'idin Allah ben ashmoshes, when the tapfe kol ben ashmoshes, they say, mingidus katsoi. The words of Gemara, ba'idin Allah kol ben ashmoshes, has to be on top of the whole entire ben ashmoshes. Says the Pim Ganam Allah, one minute has to be on it the whole entire Benish Moshes. The whole minute has to be there all 9 minutes, called Benish Moshes. A second time that they say, read Rashi Ibn Dalvan Beis. Rashi also says, the Yisoid of Migdash Katsoi, he says, Shloi Hayo Allah, called Benish Moshes. Abel Hayo Allah, called Benish Moshes. It's Katsulukuli Yomar. Says the Pim Ganam again, the words of Rashi is called. When it's the whole entire Benish Moshes, say Migdash Katsoi. But part of it, we would not say Migdash Katsoi. And better look among the Rishonim. Berechnal, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, the Berechuchim, the Shlomo, the Moiris, 10 different Rishonim, where they quote the words of the Gemara, the Halacha, they bring it down, they bring down the Lashon to Kol Ben Hashmoshes. Kol Ben Hashmoshes. Now, the Izzah Kodesh Shani wants to be dyed, all the words are just now Kol Fakir, the other way around. What's Medayik Fakir? First, it starts over the Stewart's Rashi. Rashi, when you read him slowly, it says Kol twice. He says, Shloi Hoya Lev Kol Ben Hashmoshes, Avm Hoya Lev Kol Ben Hashmoshes, if Tzul Kliyumani. It says call twice, not in the ration, not in the sefer. It says call means if it was on it the whole entire Benish Moshes, you say Mingus Katsoi. If it was not on it the whole entire Benish Moshes, you don't say Mingus Katsoi. You can say call on both, not in the ration, not in the sefer. Let's see what the time is. So it comes along, what's the Pshat and Rashi, and the Gemara, and Betim and the Mishnah Berurah. You want the time that call has different definitions, different meaning what the word call means. Call does not mean the whole thing, it means any part of the thing, any part. Let's explain what that means. Every time the word kol has can be explained two different ways. Numerous words or different prepositions can be explained different ways. The letter lamed can be either two or four. The letter beis is in or with. What does kol mean? The kol basim has two different definitions. It can mean the whole thing, or it can mean anything, any part of the thing, or every part of the thing. It's either a lotion of a riboy, the whole entire thing, or it's a lotion of mia, to any part of the thing. The Ram Yeshiva or the Gibshian in the Dorm Dafim Veins, they speak this out. The Gemara is a Joshua, Kol Yitim Epev Yasa. Kol Yitim Epev Yasa, what does that mean? It says around that two definitions, we learn out two things from the Pasuk. We learn out one thing that Yodis the Dorm can adorim, and we learn out Nedir the Mevatel Mitzosim Mevatel Kuloi. How can we learn two things from one Pasuk? Because the essence, you realize, Kol there has two definitions. If you say Kol Yitim Epev Yasa, means any part of your Nedir, Yodis the Dorm can adorim, any part of the nether is like a nether. Any part makes the whole entire nether. Bitl Mektasa, Bitl Kula, you need the whole entire nether, the whole part, the whole thing. So Kol there has two definitions. It means any part of the nether can make a nether, but you have to have the whole nether. You have a Vata part of it, you don't have all of it. It can be a meat and a riboy. And Betim, the Ran in Sanhedrin, the Vayiches speaks it out. He says, Vaykuli, that Kol has two different mashmois. One means a Kulai, and one means Kol to who? It can be Kulai, it can be a riboy, Kulai, the whole thing. Mia the Kol to who? Example, a person cannot eat chaylev of kezayis. Hannah cannot eat chetishir. More makes a drosho kol chaylev. Any part of the chaylev, any part, a meat, even any part of it, even the simulator. Yet kol, it can be the whole thing, kuloi. Or is one of the balagodo also, when they discuss by the Indian of kol yimechayecha, yimechayecha, kol yimechayecha, over there, machlokes chomim ben zayim, what does it mean? Does it mean leilas or yomim? What does it mean in moshe b'shiach or not? So come on the balagodo, explain what he said, machlokes, what does kol mean? Does it mean any part of the whole entire thing? Is it ribu or is it miyot? So b'etzem again, kol has two definitions, I think it's very clear. If you speak with the laws of kol, it can mean any part of something or the whole thing. Which, now the question is, what does it mean over here? Come on the chodeshani, you want to tie in a kol over here in the Gemara, a kol in Rashi and Mishigrua, what does it mean? You want to tie in a kol ben hashmoshes means any part of the ben hashmoshes, you say meat is ketzalik kuliyuma, it's ketzalik the whole entire Shabbos. You're saying kol does not mean the whole ben hashmoshes, it's not there for all 9 minutes. Kol means it's there for any part of the ben hashmoshes, that we say meat is ketzalik. Therefore it wants to be machmir. Sorry? So, coin? So what? What do you... Any part of it, ask this. Again, you have different swords. You said, we could say something like Lachomro, different reads of Shishamati, Mukudahimo. Different swords you came from, where you can come out Lachomro. Yeah. Also, there's a fifth reason why you say that for. Look in Tyson, David Alf, and Bob Kamel. You got it says you cannot say a subdom alakula when it ends up being steerous. And the best one will come out over here and be Chajman. What happened? First second you'll be Mekel, last second you'll be Mekel, you end up being Tati Asasri's a lot of times. You can't do it that way. Therefore, another fifth reason why I cannot say sometimes on Kula would end up being a Tati Asasri, says Taisis. Fine, so therefore, these are the reasons why I cannot say sometimes on Kula. And in one time, that's like, yeah, that's Pshan the Gemara. Kol Ben Ishmosh, what does the word Kol mean? Any part of Ben Ishmosh is. Now, what?
Why is it one or the other?
Oh, so just why I interim exactly the long stickle over there. You gotta want to read the Pshan Rashi, you want to say the beginning of Ashloyal Ben Kol Ben Ishmoshes means the negative form, Ashenkin Kol Ben Ishmoshes, any part of Ben Ishmoshes, you want to say the Pshan Rashi. Now, again, I'm not that good at reading, usually I have to ask a Vosher and the Mir tries to teach you how to read. The word to me, Kol Ben Ishmoshes, means any part of Ben Ishmoshes. It's not my Zik, it's Prima Godom's Zik, and the place coming down the Prima Godom. They type your words in Rashi, they type your words in the Gemara, the Kol means the whole Ben Ishmoshes. Again, most people, I assume when they read the Gemara, the Kol meant the whole entire part of Ben Ishmoshes. That's the Pashas Taish words in the early. Again, the Chutzah didn't understand it. Well, you definitely want to go if I care. But again, reading to me among the Rishonim and the Paiskim, Kol means the whole entire Ben Ishmoshes. Now, that's again one side, Chutzah wants to be saying there's no writing from the Sugya, but Ikka, again, the Pashas, the Paiskim are saying, Karkar, there is a writing in the Kulo, because it says Kol Ben Ishmoshes. I said, Hashem of the Issachashim. Based upon another Gemara, the Gemara Bay and the Flamel of Bay is very clear. The Gemara they're discussing by Muksa Machnas Mitzvah. You have, let's say, decorations in your Sukkah, or you have a Lulav and Esrit. If you want to have use it during Sukkah of Muksa Machnas Mitzvah, come on the Gemara says you have to say, Ein Boidumem Kol Ben Hashmoshes. I have to say that I'm not being pushed from it the whole entire Ben Hashmoshes. I have to say, I want every single second of Ben Hashmoshes. We're done with the Dr. Moshe on top of Islam Machas. He's very clear, according to my real. They have to say every single second I want it, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah and others bring down this Indian. They have to want every single second. It sounds like they do not want it for 1 second. Do say Migdash Ketzoy. As I affect the Tila Dovah, that is the Vibe Sarachin. And there was Paiskim.
You can see what they're calling the whole
Mishnah. No. Yeah, fine. You have to know again. I have Vibe Sarachin for the Shani, but my see, he has my mock of what he's
saying. I'm saying the essence from Night
Sukkah,
over there you see
Kol Ben Ishmoshes
means, is that
on it? The whole, no,
it's
the whole.
Anyway,
the whole
what
thing.
Do you mean?
I think he's whole. Yes, give me.
So
he says whole. I don't
know. Kol
Ben Ishmoshes. I'm asking. You want to ask for the Shani, you're correct.
No, man.
I
think he's being one right from Night Sukkah.
No, he's not his right. That's the Lulav's right.
Same
right
means the other one.
No, you have a cash. You have a serious Gemara's better. Kol means both the same thing. One time it has to be Kol Ben Ishmosh, one time anybody Kol Ben Ishmosh. We have Steers Gemaras. We have Steers Gemaras, Vetzim. Fine, we have Steers Gemaras. We have a problem with Steers Lalocha. Steers Ramah, Steers Apoyskim. We got a Bayah over here. So therefore, again, until Dala brings it down to Leib Tzorachim, Dala Vetzim. Now, come on with the Mustaqan, they want to answer the Shlomo Zalman and the Vaz and others. They want to say, Dafit is in Muksa Machmas Mitzvah, it's more Chomer. They have different Svaras. One Svar from Shlomo Zalman wants to tell you that even though we hold Muksa, no Muksa Bechati Shabbos, that means when it goes off, it's gone. what's the machmas to mitzvah applies even by the middle. Let's say you make something in mitzvah on the middle of Shabbos. The mukzah is mamshech. Why? Mitzvah k'shivas as bizoy mitzvah. It is mamshech. Fine, that's one reason why I say, or the reason why it wasn't one kind of, is chal kedushas hayoyim. It goes after kedushas hayoyim per se. It doesn't go after the chinam v'shaviyu. Therefore, I say mukzah machmas mitzvah has a more of a k'shivas to it, and we need every single second to be off. The second man when they come to be a right to be machmir, read Tosfos that Gimel Manalas and big exam the Gemara. His words are very clear. For 1 second, and we got it when he quotes the Gemara in Tosfos, he dropped the word kol. The Imam reads out the word the Gemara and dropped out the word kol. So it sounds like l'sha achas and ma'is when did it says any part of the nishmoshes and sha achas and dropped the word kol. Agam is never maskel kept the word kol. So when he quotes the Gemara, he left out the word kol. Him and Tosfos Rosh, Kedusha Ram, they dropped out the word kol from the Gemara. Fine, so we have machlokes again. The shell of we have spheres of sukkis and not, they want machas mushamat mitzvah. And the shell of the rishonim is called the Gemara dafka, lav dafka. Sounds like Tosfos Rosh, and Tosfos won't say it means 1 second. All the rishonim sound like kol is dafka. Loch lemais had a paskin. The Prima Kodim is brought down numerous places. He lemais if life tzorachim, Baker. He's tzorachim. The loch of the Tila David, he says, ikka suga is a suga by Pesa, by Mukhs Machmas Mitzvah, again, by Tzorachim Godel. And the Itzah Moshe is questioned to Tule Shabbos. The Moshe is very clear. He says, even as Mamut, even the beginning of Benish Moshe is the end, the middle, the Maisa, any part of Benish Moshe, the loch is the after Machmur. To be Machmur. The Ashim is Machmur Chathkilo. The Chodesh Shani says, that's Rashi. That's the Gemara. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, they are Machmur, they hold that any second Benish Moshe is a Migdash Gatsoi. Atzal Hashani, Kiveger, by us in Simich and Yod, Zev Zayin is very clear that it brings down between Godim, and he tries to get his Kol Benish Moshes. That'd be the whole entire Benish Moshes. The Graz writes in Mefurish, Shvash Yisrael, and if you read the Mishnah Berurah in Simich Shin Tes, Kron Yud Tes, it brings down the words Kol Benish Moshes. He says very clearly what's together. He says, kind of Kol Zman Benish Moshes. The whole entire time in Benish Moshes. The whole thing. Now again, the Chodeshani wants to say that's not what he means. He means any part of Benish Moshes is not the whole entire thing. Maisa, I think it's not possible to say that, because when you read the Mishnah Berurah, it's the Kohen of Zayin, the end of the Mishnah Tes, he's very clear. He writes, when is the Ner fell on top of it, making it as Katsoi? He says it fell on top of it, clean the Benish Moshes, Vayah B'techa Ad Acha Benish Moshes. He says it fell before Benish Moshes and after Benish Moshes. This is clear that it means there has to be the whole entire Benish Moshes. That's what Shlomo Zalman goes, Shemir Shabbos, and others go that way, some Chabon goes that way. They pass the Rekedah to be called Benish Moshes. Maisa, we have Machlokes that place him. The most of the swarm seem to be Makel and the whole time Benish Moshes, but Maisa, Moshe, and for the Shani and Machma, they hold any second of Benish Moshes, definitely get a bigger Katsoi. Now, which Muksa do we say Migdash Katsoi for? This is a Shala upon numerous Muksas. We have Klisha Machla Isser, Muksa Machma Skufa, Sarin Kis, and Kadayma. So by Klisha Machla Isser, seems to be Machloida Paiskim, Al Rabba Pim Godem, Bialopa, Vaid. What halacha is, the one time it really depends upon the chakir we had, what is klisha machlis there? What is the reason behind it? Is it mitzad as a akto, or is it mitzad, or is it mitzad xeris total? If it's as a akto, midas katsoi benish moshes, it's katsoi kuliyoma, applies even klisha machlis there. However, if you say this phrase is mitzad xeris total, the midas katsoi does not apply to it. The shayla, the meister, the rabbi is machmer, Moshe is a tshuva about it, the tshuva shabbat, the isn't very clear, is machmer, it says it applies even by klisha machlis there. By Kassar and Kitz, also Shaila, but Zib, Ikka, the Post, my Machmer, this say it applies also, Mukhs Machmer's Isser, Mukhs Machmer's Kufoy, Bosses, and Kamat and Hogra among the Svarim is the Maestro. We say the Seda Migai by all Mukhs. That's the Pashas. Pashas is a Moshe right also, but all Mukhs we say Migdash Katsoi. Now let's say you thought something was Mukhsah, and the Etzma wasn't. You say Migdash Katsoi, then you realize it wasn't. Hakert, you thought something was not Mukhsah. And Batsimu was Mukhsah. You say Migdash Katsoi? So, there are two different cases over here. If you thought something was Mukhsah, and Batsimu wasn't a Mukhsah Batois, Avada, you did not say Migdash Katsoi. Because Migdash Katsoi means Migdash, the Makata, Menesh Moshes. There's no kitzah over here. I thought, for example, let's say you're going to use Batsimuch and you thought it were not Roy, Erev Shabbos. You thought your shirt was stopping you, withdraw completely Erev Shabbos. You say Migdash Katsoi? Says the place come no. But let's say for carrot, you thought your shirt, your food were right to be eaten, the betzim were not. Betzim were not. You say Migdash Katsoi. We do not go after your machshav, what you thought betzim is, it was mukhsah, and therefore we do say Migdash Katsoi. We go after the pile, we don't go after what you think, we go after Matthias, what is mukhsah. If Benish Moshes was mukhsah, you say Migdash Katsoi. And if Benish Moshes was not mukhsah, we do not say Migdash Katsoi. just can bring out to understand these different cases, different halacha, bring out, discuss different siurim. One case, let's say you have a light switch, makes the light go on and go off, finish moshes. A couple of hours later, after the meal, the Shabbos clock turns off the light switch. Lights don't go on and off anymore. You have an eitzer, what do you want to do? You want to now turn off the switch, so tomorrow won't go on and go off till the end of Shabbos. Can you flick the switch? I'm eitzer right now. Was it also? He comes along, the Shamanis and the Shabbos and others, they're tying the finish moshes, you cannot do that. Therefore, since you cannot do a mitzad, Muksa, Al-Shalhevet, or Neilad, or Vayna, whichever is you want to go with. They even come on the place and they say, you have to say Benesh Moshe, because they're the Kuli Yomer. Since during Benesh Moshe, you couldn't do it, the light was on. Therefore, you want, when the Shabbos clock goes off, take it out, or turn the switch, you can't do that. You have to get tight. The second case they bring down, let's say you have a tanner, an oven, it's had, it was on. To move it, you can't, it's Shalhevet, it's a bosses, you can't move it. Maisa, Shabbos clock, after an hour, goes off. You want to move the oven, you want to move the heater, let's say you hold a heater at Shalhevet. Shabbat clock turns it off. Says the Aruch HaShabbat, again, the same side. Even though now it went off, one time you cannot, because Kisai Benesh Moshes, it's Kisai the Kuli Yomai. Another case. The switch is Muksa. The switch is Muksa. Now, one know how to move Muksa to Tel Tobago, but there are ways of moving it. It's have lots of Muksa, but it's again no Muksa. If you want to do the light switch, you want to do it with your face, do it with your face, and I climb a cliff. Or with your face in water, do the switch. Without the hydrogen, there's nothing that's inside, but it's not going to understand it. So again, it comes out, it has a clone of Muksa, you want to do the switch, do it with your face. Tell the Bagufa, if you don't hold the cosmos. Another case being down is, let's say you had gas going, fire, and let's say the gas went out, and now the fire went out, and the gas coming inside the house. They come along, they discuss, it's sad, because it's a avada, you can't close it. They have, or they say, if it's mitzad, it smells up the house, mitzad graf, you can close it. It's had sakono, you can close it. Yes, not talking about yon, talking about shabbos.
If something is pashut, it means it's
different, they're saying. Pashut,
yes. Saying
even
though
they're
cutting up the gas over there, and
the
fire's over there, and you're just
stopping
the wood from coming
out. You won't find any place where we make them. So, one time mitzad graf, mitzad other reasons, mitzad the heter. Otherwise, or you have probably some muksha shabbat, some muksha shabbat. Take another case, more practical. Case of a refrigerator. Refrigerator, how do you know with the refrigerator on Shabbos? Those who are knowing that they, when the motor is running, or when the motor is not running, they open and close it. Why they want some of them from the Dhamma? Maisa Moshe, the Chachilish, be machmer, and be choshish that only open up the refrigerator when the motor is running, when it's off, not to open it up. Therefore, let's say, Benesh Moshe is, the motor is off, therefore you want to have the mice not to open up, you want to be machmer like a Moshe, and you must place the Tayyid Mekar Din. Maisa, now once the motor goes back on Shabbos, how can you open it? How can you open it? What? This Mekar, Benesh Moshe is, the motor is off. Mekar is Katsoy. So come on the Hachi and discuss this question, come on Shlomo Zalman, discuss this question. The first eight, they say very simple. They say, we hold, what's Benesh Moshes? Call Benesh Moshes. Has to be 9 minutes, 30 minutes has to be off. What is usually not off for 9 or 13 minutes? Well, nice, but if it goes Mahalach for Moshe, 1 second, forget, you have the other way around. Once you go Moshe, 1 second, Hash, 1 second, the motor is off. 1 second, the motor is off. You have a Korah Bayam, it's Katsoy Benesh Moshes, it's Katsoy Kuli Yumoy. So Bishlam, you want to be Machman hold, you cannot open up the refrigerator door when the motor is off. So then, even the whole time Shabbos, even the motor is on, have to open up, because when it was off, Benesh Moshe, the mice say, I'm going to get started. So, why not?
Why not?
Stop.
You do it, right?
If you hold, okay, if you're going with some common maybe,
it
might.
You hold it.
The difference for it is, fine, if you're going with some common Yishlotten, I can hear. But the mice, let's say you hold me, because it's a baya. So the Harchi, after he brings down the Svar of Kol Benesh Moshes, brings down maybe over here, since the holiday of a refrigerator is Machloik is exactly how to look at it. What he says, we have a Shaila, what do Mitzat Tznai, when Machloik is Bechav versus Amor. He said over here, make it Tznai, and be Semech at Tznai on Machloik is a place combined with Karer, and then it can be Mekel. Make it Tznai, that's one of it, that's his Teretz. Another Teretz, he wants Taino and Shlomo Zalman and Shuvah, the one Taino, he's doing that Teretz, be Daim, Semech, the Ban Shita, you can't be Mekel. But the Asher is another Mahalach, he wants to tell him the Be'etzim, the refrigerator door open and closing is not Be'etzim Muksa. He wants to tell him what's the Bayah, because Miyas, the Sibit does not let you open up the refrigerator door. Since the outside factor does not let you open a refrigerator door, because then the air will go in and make the motor run, but it's not the gufa dover, it's not like the switch, which is a bit of the maya, so it's not the gufa dover. The one time you're not saying migdas katsoni, something that's not the gufa dover. Another way they want to enter the refrigerator, the osnidbru and the chanashoni, is maisa tgorim b'nei odom. Since maisa is going to change all the time, constantly, which yet again is tgorim b'nei odom, it's not that simple of a mahalok. For the maisa, he wants kind of nechel get of gorim b'nei odom. Since he knows it's naturally going to change, he did not do a maisa of dof b'yadayim. Therefore, he wants kind of nechel in the head of you don't say you started the migdas katsoni. Now, when another case again, so people might say, well, tell me to chumra by case of refrigerator, by putting on the motor. But let's say a case of mikadin. For example, let's say you forgot the light bulb in the refrigerator. You forgot. And now, color days, you can open up, you open up, the light goes on, it's a creation, nichle dinderaitza. Open the refrigerator, the light bulb goes on dinderaitza. Now, what happens, on Shabbos, you open the refrigerator door, the light went on, oi, you made a mistake. Fine. The mice are not mukso. And the food of the mice are not mukso. Boy, let's say you were this behetter, you pulled out the plug somehow, or a guy going to open the refrigerator door for you, by going to the motion or a fan called Basin Samakhes, no din of secretion by going, and then a pamola, go tell a guy to open the refrigerator door for you. Find the opposite for you. Well, Maisa, what happened looks inside the food, what happened looks inside the door? What's the lock on such a case? You can, if you get a guy to do something, open it. So Maisa's Muxim, you just get sorry, can you move it? You can have no after, he can go do it. If he can open up the door, so there are two things over there. First is the case of food, and the case of the door. Two different things. So maisa pat inside the food, the person can say there's no muksa per se on the food. The only door blocking it. The food is the maisa, not muksa. What about you now? Can you open and move the door? Is the door maisa muksa or not? So there are maisa. I'll talk to be done the one time. Maybe this you put the light switch on Sunday. What do I have to be dying? You put the switch on. Are you sure it's Shabbos? You open them Sunday. So what does the Maisa Dof be dying? So, you could tell him that. The Azizbu says not Dof be dying, which you're tiding, which I'm not sure why. It might say you would call what Dof less than the plan of Shabbos. I have to learn the Sugi of Dof be dying. I would say what Dof is. To me, in other swallow, the Maisa, why it's not a Baya over here. You know, for Shabbos, he wants to tell what you're saying, it's a Goy, but I think what he means really, Be'etzim, is moving the doors, Be'etzim, not a Baya over here. The problem is you can't open the first, second, being blocked by an outside factor, it's not a sick ratio. That's if you can get a guy to go open it. Once the door is open, the whole Benish Moshe can move it back and forth. That's not a bayah moving the door back and forth. Even though the whole refrigerator of Etzel is muksa, the whole refrigerator is muksa, the whole refrigerator is sarn kiss. But except the door is made to open and close. Therefore, the door made to open and close, the door itself has no sarn kiss to it. Therefore, what's Etzel blocking it over here? What's blocking it? It's not in it that the door cannot be opened a little bit because the light goes on. If you have a way around that, then you can go get a goy to open it for you. So the maisa true, once he opens a little bit, now you go back and forth. That chel going back and forth is never muksa benish moshes. Just you cannot get to that stage. It's a sibit studius. And the Okshabas might hear the bayah with this problem, because he wants a tiny, he cannot ask a goy to open the refrigerator door for you, because he holds open the refrigerator door for you, it's not nechel to get up secretion, he wants to say moshe b'day, and basically from Zalm b'yashu. But the pashas is, you learn the sugyo, and how the Shmei Shabbos and the moshe go, opening up the refrigerator door is then get up secretion. Once it's secretion, he's opening up for you. Now you can move the door back and forth before it won't be a bayah mitzad in the migdas katsoi. Sorry? Over here, the pekat, you got a bayah over here, mitzad mufli. The whole thing is a sarn kiss, the whole refrigerator of the door. The whole refrigerator of the sarn kiss. The whole refrigerator of the sarn kiss betzim. But right, you know, every time I try to move it, my wife yells at me, you're moving, you can break it. My own mother yells at me, sarn kiss betzim. Fun. No, you can move it, break it, don't move the refrigerator, what are you doing? So the mice, perhaps the refrigerator is sorry, kiss. If you want to write it, it's for your mother's or wife. What are you moving it for? You can break it. But that's the natural response that a girl usually has. So the mice are sorry, kiss. I don't mind the door. They don't say that to you. That's not sorry, kiss. Sorry? Moshe has a tshuva in Archaim, so the base of Samaches, discussing what to do with the refrigerator door, refrigerator with the light bulb is in. He says, go tell a goy to open the door and the light is gone. Who cares? No particular issue by a goy. What is your issa? My issa is animus kavin, with the psychological light will go on, right? Animus kavin, but 100% is going to happen. It's animus kavin with the psychological. So me, I do it in the right, so by going to the motor. No, because that chelk was not accepted. No, that's partial, but all the same, there's a lot of loomis cases that way. Now, Now, Pashas is Enim's Kavan, right? Except Pesik Reisha. So no Pesik Reisha is by Guy. The Archa Shabbos, he wants to be Choshev Shlomo Zalman, even Shlomo Zalman always writes B'Losh Nevshir, that since this is the way of putting on the lights which are opening up the door, since the way of doing it calls the non nifl and Enim Miskavan, definitely get a Miskavan. How do you put on the lights which is Kajoyda? You open the door, that's how you do it. That's the way how you do it. That's not Enim Miskavan, that's a Guva Dover. Which I don't know what those words mean, because as far as I know, Pesik Reisha means cut off the chicken's head. And as far as I know, the way you kill a chicken is by cutting off its head, and yet that's the case of Enim Miskavan with the Pesik Reisha. We'll leave it at that. No, I don't know what those words mean, and the others are clear. It's Kedushim, I don't know what those
have.
What? Shabbos is Matter, Shlomo Zalman is Aser. He writes B'losh Efshir like four times. One time he writes B'losh Vada, all time he didn't pick on B'losh Vada. Don't know. What? Say it will all be the same, by light in the oven. Not by, yeah, by light in the oven, the same idea. Oven will be the same thing, Peru will be the same thing. He doesn't have this head to a Pesik Reisha, if I get him, I go do it. Again, I don't know, I have no avonah to it. Not only that, I see now, Baruch HaShem, Shmuel, I think, I remember, he doesn't stand with his father, meant by it. I don't know what those words mean. But Maisa Pasha, like Moshe writes clearly in Tshuva, and others go clearly that way, the refrigerator is Maisa Pesik Reisha. Fine, go back to Sibin Reishayin Tess, just getting late, so say a couple of very important points. One is we had in Reishayin Tess by Sif Gimel, we had a klal by Negea to the Sugyo Bosses, that by Sif Gimel discussing a case of Kikur Tinnik. Now, when you read by Sif, Kikur Tinnik means only on Shabbos. By Bosses on Shabbos is no head to Kikur Tinnik. However, he says, Erev Shabbos helps, which really means a case of Bosses. With Migidus Katsoi, let's say you have money on your bed, the loch had money in the bed, and it's moshes, same as the whole entire Shabbos. Let's say you had money in the bed, and you had challah, or other things on your bed, might you'll say that what is more choshev, if the challah is more choshev than the money, then you'll say that it's a case, then the issa is bottle for the heter, and therefore the boss is the heter, and therefore you're not saying, therefore even the challah come off, might says no, didn't make it as katsoi. Therefore, what's to get to every person's table, is better you have leicht on the table, you have the shalhevis on the table, you have shalhevis on the table, the mice you want to move the table on Shabbos, you have a bayah, the boss is it. The Eitzah Olam says over, the Mishavur being example of Paiski, put challah on the table. Challah is more choshev than the shalhevis, and therefore the shalhevis is the bottle of the challah, and therefore you say that it's boss is Issa Ulaheter, and therefore you can move the table. Now, do you have to move the table with the challah on the table? Not holding the Paiski, we'll get back to the Sugya bosses. The Prim Gadim says you have to have the challah on the table when you move it, that means even though you eat it during the meal, when you move it later, you have to put the challah back on. Others want to say the Pashim Mishavu is, you know, to put it back on, look at only Ben HaShmoshes, the Chalal was there, Ben HaShmoshes, that's enough. Now how long does the Chalal have to be there? Is it 1 second for the whole entire Ben HaShmoshes? Of course, the same Achleikis, the same Yisrael, how long Ben HaShmoshes makes something of Bosses L'Isser, be the same Yisrael, how long you make a Bosses L'Hepter. Of course, the same idea. Going to Moshe, fine, we'll call it the same Shiloh.
Backwards.
What?
Backwards.
Yeah, it'll be the same thing. It'll be the same Yisrael. Now, we have on the table very clear that a boss of Isla Heter Chala helps on your table. Come on the Mechaber and Reishayin Tess of Gimel, does Chala help putting on your Ner? You have this candelabra, and you want to put Chala on the Ner. Now, the Chala, does it belong to the Ner or not? So come along the Halacha, it does not help. It doesn't help. Now, why does it help? Two different reasons. Part of one reason, goes the way Mishabu brings down from the Mogar Abram. It says, since something does not belong there, Ichir Asiyah, so the Ichir Asiyah of the candelabra or the Ner is for the Shalhevis. And not for the Challah, it's a Bosses what? Only Bosses Issel Uleh, not Leheter. I the Chal's Mochoshev, so what? What he really means is very clear. You have the candlesticks. You put the Shalhevis on top. It's made for candlesticks. If you, let's say you want to make a Bosses Issel Leheter, you can hang your tie in that. And no one can tell you the candlestick is made to hold your tie in it. It's a joke. It doesn't belong there. There's no Shaisus to it. It's not for that. It's made what for? It's made for the Shalhevis, not made for your tie hanging there. You want to put on this candlesticks, on this Ner Challah. Go, Ikas Yos is the Ner. The whole use of this Bosses is this, the Besit is holding the thing on top. What's it holding? It's holding the Shalhevis. It's holding the Shemin. That's what it's holding for. You can't tell me what, it's coming to hold the Challah? Challah is no Shech, it doesn't belong there. That's not me time Bosses the Shalhevis. This weird, what's Besiach to what being metalful? Now, Ligeta Basel Islaheter, so it comes out very clear that on the table belongs two things, Chalas and Shalevis. Fine, look at the Chalas. On the Ner, on the candelabra, what belongs there? Chalas and Shalevis. Look at only the Shalevis, Chalas doesn't belong there. what comes along the Pesachim is Manenu, what about that tray? We have the candlesticks, we have the table. What about the tray? You put a chal on the tray, you put a diamond ring on your tray. Is that nichel that you look at the diamond is more important, more choshev, or the chal is more choshev than the shalevis? Is the tray nichel in the gedder of a table, or tray nichel in the gedder of a candlestick? Which one is it nichel in? By chal, whatever chal, one more choshev. So we'll get to the chshivis, machloekes apoiskim. The chshivis means to get what you need for on Shabbos, or to get is what you would save in the fire, what would be mevater. Nafkamina will be a diamond ring, correct?
Value or?
That's my, is it value, what you save in the fire, what you be mevater, what's the most important to you all week, or simply what's to get to you on Shabbos? Chloekes is clear among the apoiskim. Let's take chal is both. It's more chosh on Shabbos and more chosh on the shalemis. Chal is an example, everyone agrees. Either way, it's more chosh on the shalemis. One more chal on the tray. Is the tray like the table, or a tray in the maisa like the life term? So what? Because those bets what people want to do. They want to do on Shabbos. They want to take off Friday night to have the candlesticks on the table. They want next morning to take off the candlesticks. They have the tray. They want to know they can pick up the tray. What I know, certain people, they put diamond rings on the tray. Does that help or not? Now, if you want to take away the life of the wife of the tray because you can knock it over, you have no idea anyway. Because you're doing your wife, mitzad, the issue is your wife. But if you want to do it, because you want the mokum, you want the other seat, you have a guest tomorrow morning, so then it's bustle is the heter. Therefore, the heter is more kosher. Go pick it up, move it away. Is that an eter or not? So there is the motion to Tula Shabbos and others. And on the tray. Put the challah on the tray. Put a diamond ring on the tray. Is it more kosher or not? I have a chav money, put a diamond ring. We're told to put a diamond ring on the tray. And all the people that put bracelets and necklaces, they won't put it on the tray. Now, on that tab, now think about the sorrow. Think about it. What's the tray made for? For the candlesticks, for the shalabas. The tray that I bought in the store that you made, that you're miyakas for, you never put a diamond ring, only to move it. That's me nickel in the head, because I'm also going this the head. It's a joke. You're doing it, why? Just to move it. It's like putting a tie on the candlesticks. You're not going to move the candlesticks, because the tie is hanging there. Yeah, it's hanging, I'm holding my tie rack. It's not your tie rack. It's not holding your diamond ring either. It's not holding it there. You're just doing it just to move it. Therefore, the Isra, Moshe, it's Beuchel, and there's, you have no heter. The Isra of the Asher, and Shiva Vosner, and others, they won't say you have no heter. Atzad Hasheni, the Sitz Liezer, it's very clear. He wants a time that you stayed over here. What the story is, the candlesticks, the most of it is what is to hold the flame. The tray bedroom is made for anything. Tray can be, you can use to serve food on it, it can be used to hold things on it upon it. This case, also, you happen to be yachid only for a case of Neyus and Shabbos. Before it's over, etzim mahutz can be used for anything. Which partially is also in Kiddush, the Shmir Shabbos, he at least what he used to write, he also want to write as mutter, because etzim is not made specifically for Neyus, it's made for anything. So Baruch, 5 years ago, when we learned the sugya, we had this problem. Maisa, why is it different than mita shemiuchel amoyis? And get a mita is made for everything. Yet mitad yichud can be made miuchel amoyis. It can be yachid for amoyis. Why is the trait any different than the case of a mito? And Maisa, what's the swara for it? Anyone looks upon it as a joke. So when we had this problem, we went to Bnissan 5 years ago. What? Yeah, first of all, very different trade, not the same trade, most bigger, fancy, and forget. That one's only used for pinyon event. It's not used for I've never seen that one that holds and turns in. In fact, again, once used it, does not make take away what it is. So, if the Nissan Lemaisa, the Issa, of Noiva, this question, it says, write a letter for him, because Maisa coming out very soon with the Shemir Shabbos, and wants to hear all the orders, it was 5 years ago. So, we wrote a letter to him, Maisa, we didn't get an answer back, but Maisa a couple weeks ago, I see we got an answer back. He changed, he was Maisa. He came, he changed the economy, he said, depends what type of magash you have, what type of trade you have. True, in the original print, it sounds like he was all trays on water. Maisa, right now it depends. If Miyakid specifically for the case of Nerish and Shabbos, Maisa, it's also. Diamond won't help. Chalas won't help. How if not Miyakid, if it made for both, then he says Maisa does help. But then he means Maisa two more lines of Lofa, then they suffice. Oh, we'll get to that. First, you saw it. We'll get to your question. First, it comes out, based upon the Lofa, Tashish, the tray is that Miyakid is for Shabbos every Shabbos, and this is how it always is. The tray is always used for that. Look for it. To put on the diamond ring and chal is mamash a joke. That's the part. Again, the innocent he hasn't wants to make it. Oh, the team wants to make it. Again, so we wrote to Shmei Shabbos. The economy, he changed. So, well, this is it. Our team not have to sell. So. And those who quote the Shmei Shabbos to be make it, might have to change with the lam lock to quote Shmei Shabbos to be make it. Might have, I assume their new prints will change it also. What? Chalzon. No, they're not, again, the Svarash way, they're doing it's not Miyachim, that's a joke. Svarash way. Now, the question, how far do you take to the side over here? first of the couple case, the first of all, on the magash, it holds a lighter. A lot of people put on the loxner's brook on top of it. Or they put other things upon it, because it looks nice. Well, they put things on it. Now that gets talking about maisa, it's made for both. That gets talking about what's more chashuv is the brocha loxneres or the shalheves, better with kind of shalheves. The perkon or the loxneres only for the shalheves. Fine, but maisa, if there are things that do belong upon it, fine. Then I can start hearing the shail already. What ones? I mean, does not belong. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's pushing a joke. It doesn't. Never is. It's again. It's like the ner. You put challah in the ner. You do it every Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah. Come on. There's tears for the ner. Now the question is how far to take it. For example, let's say it's not used for something. Let's say a tray, sometimes you use it for serving food, sometimes you use it for candlesticks. This time, when you use it for candlesticks, can you put your diamond ring on top of it? But you still say it's a joke. Because Maisa, in the matzah it is right now, you're just making a joke out of it. The matzah it is right now, your tray is not miyuchad. Your tray, you know what, most times you serve food on it. This Shabbos, put your candlesticks on top of it. This Shabbos. Vatim is really it's your challah. I have a challah board. I used to switch back and forth to the tray for my candlesticks and sometimes for my challah. The same picture on top. I have two pictures: the challahs and the candlesticks. Use it for either one. It's not me. But if I put it there for my candlesticks, I put my challah over there. Maisa, right now my challah is a joke. There's no shayla still over there. What would you say in such a case? It's still a joke. I can hear it's a joke. And of course, my colleagues are paiskim when we came across by the case of Mazgan, by the air conditioner. What do? Paiskim say put a bucket and tuna fish can inside. Says a Berkowitz, that's a joke. Two fish cans don't go in buckets on Babgol. The bucket's not holding your tuna fish can. You're just doing it wide without Issa Bustle, Issa Lehefter. No one looks and say, oh, you're holding your tuna fish can. There's no shyness to it. They have to catch the water. And you want to metal them inside the tuna fish can is there. Which you can argue the point and say, no, the mice will pull inside, maybe it's holding it. Could be, yeah, maybe not. Simple bottom in the case, he says, tuna fish can. He says, put your tuna fish can by the bucket and put it there. Now, see, when it's miyuchud, at Vada, there's no sword say, I think, to put your diamond ring on there. When it's not miyuchud, they can start calling also the same Yisrael over here. Is Yisrael over here to joke? Or no, the Yisrael wants miyuchud and acts away the other thing. Is Yisrael ikas yosai? When the ikas yosai is the sea that's causing it to make it a joke. Is Yisrael ikas yosai? In Echanami, then the bucket over here, the thing will be muscle side to the fish can in the water. But if it gets the yosef to come and make it a sea, but to make it a joke, so anything's a joke. Can be a boss of the tuna fish can. That's just a joke. There's no shaykhs one to another. That's just how to look at it exactly. This end of our shine test, over there we had, just throw another question to the oilam over here. In the end, by Sifei, discussed the case we met there that was Malik for Chai on Shabbos. We passed him over there that when Al on Shabbos, there's no muksa Chachi Shabbos. Why? They said it's an example. The Rashba, Sabdabalakulo. That's a Kora Loko. There seems to be a Machlokes of Paiskim in general. This Indian Kork Nefesh. Let's say things that have Etzim Muksa. 100% Muksa. Pen, Mice, and Muksa, and Shabbos. But the Mice, you're in a hospital, and the Matu Kork Nefesh has happened all the time. And they're going to use it all the time. Is there Muksa on things that get used all the time? You have a machine, cardiac arrest, where it puts on a person, makes his heart go, finds the Mamashi case, the Raisa. In that case, is that machine at the muksa? Avada Mokum Kof Nefesh, you want to do it. But no, since you always use it, and always use it in Shabbos, not Mekat Das from it. What? Hushu the Chuyah, but even if it's Chuyah, maybe there's no to get a muksa in the hospital. So I'll just throw out the Shailot Oilam. So after Shabbos, the Maisa writes in the hospital, there's no to get a muksa. He gave a shiur about it, and was hacking against him. He says a pen Maisa is not muksa, and the machine is not muksa. All mukhs are not mukhs in the hospital. Now, the maestro pen really depends on if you hold exerts total or the tzos das. He went to the mahalach of tzos das, fine. Maybe a pen is his example, pen, that was his example, and he had a bunch of examples. Pen yish lotim. The maestro pen in all hospitals, he said across the board of others, no mukhs. Why? Because you're not mukhs das. Everything gets used in the hospital. So Hashem Gilosei says, fakir. Gilosei writes, avada, all mukhs, you have right to use it when you want to use it, but avada is a gedra mukhs. And Shabbat really gets involved. He says it really depends upon the machlokes is what a neshek is, what a gun is. Because etzem, what is a gun? It's made to shoot, but again for fear. So how do you look at it? Is it etzem a muksadik object? Or is it etzem what I can make to assert, but it has a massive hetzer to make people be afraid upon it? So it's got by a gun, but etzem, most times it's make people afraid. But etzem, it's a gun that water shoots. So what is this object? But etzem, it's muksa, it's the muhushabai? Or no, Maisa says the hetu is not the case of muksa. Now, look at the same of Shabbos, the Ikkah, the Bokim, the same exact sugya. I need to show the both come in the case of guns, they're both discussed in the case of guns, they're both discussed in the case of kork nefesh. A maisa, is machal your place, what to look? What? Sayyid?
A sword.
A sword, depends on the case. The map's kork nefesh. Case of war, who says the sayyid is a muksa? Maybe in battle, who says the muksa? Who says the guns are muksa?
Yes, we've got a piece of
anything, cross the world, or Shabbos make cross the world, you'll say with the maker cross the world, Shabbos
yeah,
in the middle cross the world. Oh, the question now that we write Rosh Hashanah test for us, what's
but
the case of
only
here?
By buses, not by,
oh, so what's the case of here? He was sick before Shabbos, he wasn't sick before Shabbos. Do we know about it? Do you know about it?
He lived on Shabbos. He lived on Shabbos, but even if he lived before Shabbos.
So that, of course, we'll have right in case of time. The Maestro, again, it really depends on the sugyo. If you ask me, if a little sugyo, we have Pasha, it's not like a Rosh Shabbos. Pasha, we have sounds like, okay, it's special than over here, had a Muxa Kash Shabbos, also a Chayla per se. The Maestro, you have to mind well, see the Raya, to go back and forth. You have to mind well. Maestro, again, the Klomach, the place, exactly how to look at it. The last step in Rosh Hashanah and this above is the case of Muxa Mach Mesmios, we have a place of Shimon and Mehuda. This is one of the cases where we pass the Lach Lach Shimon, there's no Muxa Shabbos. No such thing as muksa machmas meals. Now we can start now the sugya of mukni. I'd just like to start off one machlokas to be clear. You see the most machlokas based upon this yisoid. The Gemara has a case of mukni. Mukni machlokas Rashi Tosfos is mean the wheel of the base. So the Gemara says if it's nishmetesh, it's ain goyin. It's ain nishmetesh, it's goyin. Now what are discussing by goyin? We have machlokas Rashi versus Ramban. What does it mean goyin over here? We have the case of the mukni, the base, and we have the shade on top of it. The Rashi says we're discussing we are moving the box. The box itself, the shader. That means if the shmetesh, not the shmetesh, moving the box, if it's the shmetesh, ain't going in the box, if any shmetesh can be going in the box. Imagine the basis, the wheel can never move. Never move. That's Rashi Bashito. The Rabban of the ritual is Vaker. They say, a part of the box, you can always move. The whole thing, the shmetesh, not the shmetesh, is discussing moving the wheel, the base. That's all the sugyo is discussing. This Machlokes Rabban, and the Rabban is Machlokes Mogan Avom and Chayodom. That's me and Machlokes. I really see the Shmuel and the Machlokes wrong. But this Pshat and the Sugya, the bunch of Machlokes, but one basic Machlokes is, what do we mean, what are we discussing moving? Are we discussing moving the Mukhni or the Shein on top of it? And also, just to point out, there are three different types of pockets you can have. You have the three things, just the words to be clear, there's Kosher, there's Teufer, and there's the pockets of what you have over here. Teufer means your pants pocket. It's Teufer, it's sewn on. Kosher is, we don't have such things, but it was tied on, Kosher. And then something that the pocket itself is with guvadov, the back of it is the shirt itself. The three different types of pockets you can have, either tied on, sewed on, or the guvadov. Three different types of pockets, each one will have a different halacha.
I'm going to record your mother.